and welcome to this episode of the Seatrade Maritime podcast. My name is Dan Chapman, Head of Media at Seatrade Maritime, and in this In Focus episode, I have the pleasure of speaking today with Francois Hanna, Digital Innovation Manager at Ascens Mallorca. Hello, Francois. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Dan. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So, Francois, for those listeners who aren't familiar with Ascens Mallorca, can you give a little overview of the business and the sectors that it serves?
Sure. So we are Ascens Mallorca, a digital technology provider for the maritime industry. All over the world, there are many ships sailing across all the oceans, any type of ships, container ship, LNG carriers, crude oil carriers, etc. So all these ships are looking for solutions to digitalize their operation. And this is what we provide to them, digital technologies for this maritime industry. So within Ascens Mallorca, we have more than 20 years of experience. We are 100 passionate employees, and we have equipped more than 1,400 ships for 160 companies. And we are backed by GTT, Gas Transport and Technigaz, which is a 60-year-old expert in the maritime industry, based in France, but we are acting all over the world, especially with Ascens Mallorca, because the ships are sailing all the oceans.
Thank you. And Francois, what is the overarching mission that Ascens Mallorca aims to achieve with the business?
Ascens Mallorca, in fact, is born with the idea that artificial intelligence and data are effective in solving important problems. So we offer our customers a wide range of solutions to reduce their operational costs and CO2 emissions, while increasing transparency and improving safety. So we have customers all around the globe that can be either ship owners who own the ships, charterers who will use them for specific commercial operations, or ship operators that can be mandated to operate a specific fleet on behalf of a ship owner. So with them, we have always considered that environmental objectives must be aligned with the economic objectives, because this industry is facing a lot of regulation regarding CO2 emissions. So we have to support them in order to meet their goal in terms of CO2 reduction. And for this technology, it's just the enabler.
Understood. There's a lot of emphasis on AI and these emerging technologies and what impact they're going to have on the business and the industry as a whole. Could you delve into the details and introduce the solutions that Ascens Mallorca offers, specifically highlighting the key features that makes the business unique to the market?
Sure. So Ascens Mallorca, we're an end-to-end performance solution provider. So in fact, we can support our customers both with onboard solutions and online solutions. So can start with onboard on a ship. We can bring sensors because the best way to improve, to optimize, will be first to measure. So if you need fuel consumption sensors, energy, so shaft power sensors, bunkering, how much fuel do you get from a bunkering station, emission as well, we can support to with sensors that can measure the emissions. All those sensors, we have a solution on board, a data acquisition system, connecting to any individual sensor or system on board the ship, such as the GPS, to know where the ship is, the alarm and monitoring system, which is aggregating all the sensors on board. And like this, with accurate data on board, we can help the crew to optimize trim of the ship, so the inclination of the hull inside the water. The machinery, so on board there is a lot of engines that can run, so purpose is to use them efficiently. And we can also help the crew to follow targets defined by the shore teams that have also the commercial planning. So on board, we measure and we propose solution for the crew to optimize the operation of the ship. Online, and so on the cloud side, let's say, so we propose a web portal aiming at delivering performance, monitoring, and optimization solutions. So first, we provide, as we gather data from the ships coming anywhere from the world, we gather those data thanks to the internet connection. And the first step will be to provide data quality analysis tool to ensure that we will have good analysis downstream. So good data to have good optimization afterwards. Next, we have a lot of monitoring features that are targeting key topics of interest for our users, especially the operational profile, where the ship is trading, how much they are consuming, what is the hull performance, what is the speed drop, is the ship retained by a bad condition of the hull, and the emissions. That currently is also seen with what we call the CII, the Carbon Intensity Index, that measure and quantify the number of the quantity of CO2 emitted versus the distance sailed by the ship. Those are monitoring features to see what's happening. The step after will be decision-making tools. So for instance, when you want to plan an event to clean a ship, because you want to ensure the CII of the ship, so the emission indicator will be reached at the end of the year, you may want to plan a cleaning event to clean the hull or the propeller, for instance. So for this, we have a tool based on a data-driven ship's performance analysis that help us to define when this should be conducted in order for the ship to stay in good emission condition for the upcoming years. So this is really helping the people on shore managing a fleet to make a decision driven by the data and with business objective. Another layer will be beyond making decisions, also try to improve, to optimize. So for this, we propose solutions to reduce the fuel consumption. Purpose it will be to reduce the fuel consumption and the emission of a ship. So for this, we have many solutions, but including recently, we launched the weather routing solution. So to go from port A to port B, we know well the ship performance at sea, really, and we know the impact of the weather on the ship consumption. So with this tool, we help to deliver routes that the crew can sail safely, because we take into account the safety rules at sea, but also trying to improve the performance of the ship in order to reduce the fuel consumption by taking advantage of the weather forecast that we have on this route. So all those solutions are technical, and as we said, so technology is an enabler. So the purpose is also to propose to our user a team of experts ready to support our users that have deep knowledge in performance management, in weather routing, in LNG, so natural gas, or the offshore operation, to support them in making good decisions, because eventually, sometimes you need support from experts. And we also gather within Ascens Mallorca experts from this industry.
Understood. And data is clearly becoming a backbone for not just the ship itself, but the entire industry as a whole. And with that, we're seeing new entrants to market. In a competitive landscape, what specific elements differentiate your solutions from others in the industry?
In fact, what we propose is a comprehensive one-stop shop platform for vessel performance management. So like this, a customer can come to us and we are really able to adapt to what he's trying to achieve. Technically speaking, it means that we bring a robust and flexible platform. When we say flexible, it's because for some ships, there are plenty of sensors. For some others, you have very little sensor available on board. So as I said before, we can bring sensors and being this one-stop shop. So with Ascens Mallorca, I can add a shaft power meter, an emission sensor, etc. And on top of it, we're also flexible from a technical point of view. If we need to connect to third-party system, we can connect to any API to feed the view from our users. It could be an API to get manual data. It could be an API to get sensor data, so higher frequency. Purpose would be to, like this, to have a 360-degree view for the ship within a fleet in operation. And we try also to keep the platform very customizable. And we're really hearing and listening to our customers to see in which direction we should customize the platform and improve it to meet, for instance, new regulation rules they will have to comply with. So this is the first step, really one-stop shop and flexible. The other one is, at the contrary of some other players, we also gather a deep industry knowledge for some segments where we can bring even more added value. So for instance, LNG ships, so LNG carriers or liquefied natural gas carriers, or also ships that are fueled with LNG. So the most recent ship, Advanced, are fueled with LNG, not fuel or diesel, but they are fueled with LNG. So for them, we bring advanced tools powered by our mother company, GTT, that have developed advanced thermodynamic tools like this. The crew can have really the aspect of this LNG fuel, which is very specific. So like this, our users are able to predict the LNG aging, so the evolution of composition through time. And they can also optimize the cargo. So not only consume less, but also deliver more cargo. So for LNG, we have a lot of experts, and we're also backed by GTT, who is very specialized into LNG, among other topics. Another segment that is very interesting and on which we have a lot of experts is the offshore industry. For them, we have really advanced features to monitor the bunkering quality, to detect aeration. So when you bunker a ship with fuel, you can really detect the quality of this operation and be sure that the bunkering process is well done. And we compare the flow meter data that we can install, by the way, with a tank gauging system we can also propose, and the bunkering operation that are recorded in our system. We can also provide them some speed advice, optimal speed advice, to reduce the fuel consumption in order to slow down a little the ships, in order to reduce fuel, but also CO2 for this offshore segment. So that's some key differentiator, and also beyond the technology, because it's not only about technology, it's really the human interaction that matters. And that's why we have our experts, naval architects, performance analysts, some of them also are experienced officers at sea, so they are used to sail on many type of ships. And they are there 24/7 to assist our customers to enrich or to develop some customized analysis and more refined advice for the conduct of operation.
Thank you, Francois. And how does this translate to sort of return on investment for your clients? Many of our listeners are interested in tangible examples. Could you share some specific examples that showcase notable achievements in fuel and emission reductions resulting from the implementation of your solutions?
Two examples. One customer, they used our system, detected that some issue in the machinery operation on board. So I quickly mentioned this earlier, but on board, you may have four engines that will generate electricity for the full ship activities, because there are many systems to power. So those engines, sometimes you have four diesel generators, but it's rare that you have to turn all of them at the same time. So the purpose is to say, for a given request of power on board, how much engine should you turn on and at which level, so at which load. And our system detected that on board the ship, there was a bad usage of those machines. So too much machines was turned on simultaneously, while with less machines, they were able to consume less, because at the higher load, the efficiency is better. So this aspect for this ship, if the ship has continued for a year, it would have cost them $100,000 just for additional engines that should have been turned on. So we detect this, and this is the order of magnitude. If you let too many engines running at the same time, additional consumption, plus also a lot of maintenance costs that are related, given the number of additional running hours. That's one aspect. And the other aspect is a solution we have developed recently, so the weather routing module. So this weather routing module is really powered by artificial intelligence, both for modeling the ship performance at sea and also trying to get the optimized route that will ensure safe passage plans and efficient passage plans. So the plan of route to be done by the master. And recently we had an example for a ship. They had to avoid a specific area that it was not possible to cross this area in. And in fact, we noticed that what they planned to do, the route they planned to do to avoid it, we had an alternative that for them was for just a 5-day voyage, very short, but we were able to save 10% of fuel cost. So even for short voyages, when we put artificial intelligence in motion by knowing well the ship performance and having advanced tools to optimize, in that case, to optimize the route to be done, always while keeping the safety of the ship, because safety first, but after safety, we can also bring fuel savings, and the reduction was 10%, which is quite huge, especially for such short legs. Typical examples we have, we look at the operation of a ship and we leverage artificial intelligence, because like this, we have very refined and accurate models, and they are set in motion to give very optimized advice, and the figures are quite high, given the investment that those solutions represent. You can quickly generate high revenue for this.
Understood. And those efficiency and cost-saving gains are rather impressive. I think that the fact that you can make intelligent decisions in real time to, like you say, reduce the use of a ship's engine is something that could be applied to every vessel, right? Equally, the use of AI is only scaling up now. So, Francois, how do you envision the future trajectory of your company? What sort of plans do you have for the future of Azenz Marorka?
For us, the vision is really to keep innovating with our customers, because they are really driving us and pushing us forward with new challenges. So it's really to always provide the best performance solution on the market versus the competitor, keep this flexibility always valid and push it always further. Always have being able to cope with latest emission compliance requirements, because there is a lot of pressure on the maritime industry to reduce CO2 emissions. CII last year, currently in Europe, EU ETS, where you will pay the CO2 tons that you will produce. So lots of challenges for this industry, and we are willing to support our customers to face this regulation, to meet them, and to support their performance strategy. So we are really, for us, the target is really to keep technology for sustainable ships. This is our baseline. This is what we do. And as we said, beyond technology, it's also human that matters. So it's also having our experts always available to answer the performance challenges of our customers.
Understood. Thank you very much, Francois. And a final question from me, if you don't mind. What emerging technologies do you see, I mean, with the rapid advancement of AI playing its part in things like vessel optimization, route planning, predictive maintenance, etc.? How do you see AI further supporting the industry from a efficiency and sustainability standpoint?
I think so. The real challenge is to put it in motion, but in an automatic way. So, for instance, the weather routing solution is not only create one optimized passage plan. The purpose is to have a system, so a technology that is always sticking with what's happening on board. When we optimize a ship, the purpose is always to get, of course, the first optimization, but the day after, or 6 hours after, based on new weather forecast, the new ship position, what the ship did, because maybe the ship was late for many good reasons, we have to keep this AI always in motion and not stopping, saying, "Oh, sorry, you did not do what we suggested to you." So we really are facing this, and we are developing a lot of things on this to keep things updating continuously, because the ship will evolve, the ship will sail as she has to sail, the performance of the ship will evolve, and we have always continuously new weather forecast to take into account. So I think that's the real challenge, to keep AI always in motion, always sticking to what the ship is doing, relaunching by itself. So this is for the optimization. And of course, when we are assessing ship performance, this AI has really to be here to support the data quality analysis, because more and more this data coming in, being from sensors or from manual data, either they will feed some models, so bad data will mean a bad accuracy and potentially a bad advice, especially when it comes to LNG, for instance. Everything is linked on board between the consumption and the cargo, so we have to be very accurate. And the other part is, as those data will be used for regulation reporting for IMO or the European Union, it's important to have this data quality good working. And data quality is not only min-max. It's really more and more advanced checks. Are all this data meaningful from a performance point of view? It's not just the speed is too big. Is the speed in this sea condition with this RPM on my engine, it's not possible. So it's also what is key is to have also data quality fed by AI working continuously, because downstream, there are so much value to catch with a weather routing solution, for instance, but also the value to have clean reporting for emissions to be sure the ships will be meeting their targets, will be able to sail and to stay operational, and will be able to improve themselves in their operation, fuel consumption, and CO2 emission. So this automatic AI, always in motion and sticking with the ship actual activity, that's the real challenge. Because anyone today can do an AI application. It's easy. you have plenty of tools doing this for you today. Doing it really connected to ships that are in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, that's another challenge. And the one that we address and we will continue to address, because performance is a long-term strategy, but that has to be addressed on a daily basis and sometimes almost near real time.
Understood. So there's still plenty of rewards to be reaped from the use of solutions like Azenz Marorka and AI as a whole. What would you say to owners, operators who are on the fence with the adoption of these solutions? What words of sort of encouragement and reassurance can you give them beyond the cost savings and the efficiency gains?
For ship owners and charterers, I guess today they all understand the value that is in the data that we can get from the ship. It could be sensor data. That's one of the trickiest things that we do. But it's also important to have the manual data, the one, let's say, reported by the crew, because the crew regularly report data like this. Those are manual, so those data can present some issues sometimes. We all do typos. So it's the same for those data. But those data can also really feed with the master's experience, and they can really feed more advanced analytics. So I think ship owners and charterers, they are well aware of this value. What we have to say is that it's important indeed that this data stay confidential. So within Azenz Marorka, the data, they are still the proprietary of our customer. So the data belongs to our customers, and also it's important to have a very high level of cybersecurity. We still recently had a new cybersecurity type approval from a major classification society. It's also a topic that has to be looked by the ship owner and charterers, or the data well protected. So that's why we also have a big track on cybersecurity to ensure that our systems are always in advance of all those risks and to manage all those risks. So that's why we put a lot of energy on this, because it's key. This data is another fuel for the shipping industry. So we have to protect it for our customers. And the last part, another aspect that we may have, the accuracy of models. That's a frequent question we have. For sure, anyone can build a model easily from any tools. What we try to do within Azenz Marorka is not to put a blind machine learning algorithm. It's really important for the shipping industry and shipping industry players to rely on people who knows their industry, who knows the ships, who knows what are the operation, to know the limits, to know the possible operations you can do on board the ship. A ship is not a car. So we really need to take into account those specificities, being the size of the ship, being the type of engines, etc. That's why we do AI, but it's not blind AI. We really guide our models with really deep maritime knowledge, being on the engines, being on the navigation safety. Otherwise, you will have an optimized plan. But if you give this to a master, the master will say, sorry, I cannot do that. Clearly, it's forbidden by the rules. I will put my crew and my ship in danger. So that's the thing that has to be respected. We have to have advice fitting the daily constraints those this industry has. That's why we combine expert in machine learning and also former experienced officers at sea to be sure that what we will produce as advice, as optimization, will be clearly applicable by the people, either so onshore or on board, when they have to sail if it's a weather routing optimization. So as the third thing, the accuracy, beyond accuracy, it's also a practical models that give advice that you can actually follow. So you get optimization, but it's not theoretical. You can really apply this advice because it will be safe, because the ship can sustain this advice in real life. That's really a recurring question, because we see a lot of pure players of, let's say, machine learning. A lot of players like this, by the way, disappeared because they only had this blind machine learning. You really have to mix the specificity of maritime industry with the most advanced AI tools.
Understood. Data quality continues, as you say, everyone makes typos every now and again, continues to be in the spotlight, and it probably will be for the future until AI fully becomes sentient and autonomous. Thank you, Francois, for today's comprehensive conversation. I think I really enjoyed learning and listening to you and hearing from your examples of where efficiencies can be gained through these technologies, as well as the case study examples that you presented to us. I look forward to tracking the trajectory of Azenz Marorka and your team's work on developing these innovations further. And I appreciate your time and look forward to our next conversation. Thank you for today, Francois. I really appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Dan. Thank you very much.
My name is Dan Chapman, and I'm head of media at Seatrade Maritime. To listen to more episodes like this in Focus episode, please go to www.seatrade-maritime.com. And to find out more about Azenz Marorka, visit www.azenzmarorka.com.